thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the September the 22nd, 2025, right here at Free Fire Radio, broadcasting on KCNR. You didn't think I'd know that one. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, communities, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Hey, good morning, Davey.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Why do I kind of hear you from other microphones, it sounds like? There's only one mic in there.
Check,
isn't there?
check.
Yeah, okay. Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. There is only one mic in there, right?
Yeah, there's only one mic in here. Yeah,
there used to be more. We got mics everywhere around here. Yep. And cameras, so watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put those cameras in. It's hard to tell they're cameras. So just to follow you all around when you're, you know.
I get it.
Getting into your privacy and all that. Yeah. I will tell you that putting the ring camera, I've gotten to actually talk to somebody once. I mean, I did it. Said, can I help you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you need water? I go, no, give us two. That was, and then and the one that looks out to the street through the carport and all that, that one goes off a lot. Last night there was a skunk. The skunk keeps coming back. It's the same skunk. It's marked like that. So I've got like six pictures of the skunk.
Nice.
Cats. You know, it goes off because it picks up cats. It picked up a bug. You know, a flying insect, pretty good size, that flew in front of the cameras, both on the ring camera and the one outside. Those go off, and I'm trying to figure out what those are. And then I get little alerts, so I know when Linda's, where Linda is. Linda's already, she took off already this morning. And so, I mean, make sure, so then I go, so every day I delete like 30 alerts, so. Anyway, so what national day is it?
Today is National Family Day, every fourth Monday in September.
Cool. Like that. National Family Day. Love that. Okay, what else we got?
Well,
is that it?
Well, this is National States and Capitals Day.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, knowing your capitals for each state kind of thing.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to stick with is Family Day. Hey, yesterday, of course, did you watch the Kirk? Was it Saturday or Sunday? Saturday.
I watched about half of it.
Was it on yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I recorded it. And so I could, you know, kind of jump through it, see who was talking. And the funny thing is on USA Today, which is this national online newspaper, you know, plus they put them out, not one story on Charlie Kirk's memorial. Not one story. Nothing about like 90,000 people there, you know, something like 60,000 or 70,000 in the stadium, another 10, 15 in other places, and millions around the world. I mean, they were showing them from Australia and England and all these different places. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people. It's one of the largest memorial services ever held. And his wife, Erica, forgave the shooter. She said, it's what Christ would have done. She says, I can't live my life in hate. And so she forgave him. Frankly, I that doesn't surprise me. But I am of the Bible generation of an eye for an eye. And if he's found guilty, how appropriate would it be in the state of Utah to put him in front of a firing squad? So a lot of nice things were said about this young man. And, you know, whether you agree with him or not, and many don't. And I've heard things like Jamie Lee Curtis. She says, starts crying when she was talking about him. And she wasn't there. She adamantly disagrees with a lot of stuff he says. But it was just the thought of a young man, father, husband, being shot for what he said. And I found that I found that interesting because then you get other people like AOC and her cohort that say, don't say nice things. And when they came up with a statement from kind of a commemoration for Kirk, something like what the 24 Democrats refused to vote for it. Unlike the one where I think it was the Minnesota lawmaker that was killed, and they did a commemoration for her, and it was 100% from both sides. I'm hoping that you know, it would be interesting, wouldn't it, if this is a turning point. I'm kind of cynical about things. If this was a turning point, that people do start treating people better, that people do start looking at the morality of doing certain things, of saying things, it would be tremendous for our country. But I got a feeling this is going to be like 9/11. It'll last a couple months, and people go right back to their what's in it for me. I need to do this. I need to say this. Those kind of things. I hope not. I could be wrong. Let's hope so. KIXE, whom I thoroughly enjoy. I thoroughly enjoy KIXE. You know, why do I like KIXE, our public broadcasting station? Because they have shows that you can't see anywhere else. I love the Celtic Women, even though now you can see them on YouTube everywhere. But they play them. They have the Ken Burns stuff. Love that. And, some of his documentaries, Civil War. Oh my God. I think he did baseball and some others too. So, PBS station here, KIXE, has cut a third of their staff and chopped its budget after losing more than 40% of its revenue this year. And I know what Congressman LaMalfa said. He said, other people have to exist out there in the workplace. He said, you do. And I said, yeah, I do. But, you know, KIXE has been playing under different rules for a long time. And when you look at the rural PBS stations, I think they're not the ones that are, far to the left. They do a lot of local good things. And so, but they're cutting it. Now, what's that mean? It means that they're still staying open, and they still need to find roughly $400,000 in bridge funding to keep it operating in 2026. They can make it through 2025. And they cut the budget so they can operate off a reserve and keep its three channels on the air until next spring. It may be 10 employees and a handful of volunteer staff. 10 employees and a handful of volunteers staffed the station after it laid off its part-time auction coordinator. Also closed 4 vacant positions, meaning the station must function indefinitely without a chief engineer, volunteer outreach coordinator, membership manager, and one member of its production team. And people are stepping up, but this is your time. If you want to help KIXE, you might want to come in there. So, we've got, I think Anne Marie's calling in today. I'm never sure because even though she gives me the schedule, I never have it in front of me. But we got some other things to talk about also. At 7:30, we have Roots Revival rolling in. At 8 o'clock, get ready, we have Clint Curtis coming in from the Register of Voters. We'll be here at 8 o'clock, and we'll be asking questions and have him explain to us why certain things are happening. And what we should expect in November with the election and how this is supposed to work and his vision of it. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shore.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or Low Mulch Mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular Fur Walk-On Bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even Road Base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchlandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I love this land. God bless the USA.
You are listening to KCNR. And Carl had to run to the house real quick. And so I'm here in the studio. And good morning, everybody. And he'll be right back. But in the meantime, on the telephone, on Mondays, we are blessed to have here on the telephone, Anne Marie. How you doing, Anne Marie?
Good morning. Well, good morning. Yes, and happy first day of fall. I've been dying to say that.
I know, yeah. You know what? Carl mentioned that this morning. I forgot because, you know, we do our national days, and he's always preferring your national day. And I forgot today's the first day of fall.
I got you covered. Absolutely. Yes, today, Monday, September 22nd, is the first day of fall, y'all. I am so excited for the new season to begin. Today is also National Family Day. That was a good day, Dave. National Family Day, and it's National Centurions Day, celebrating those 100 years old and older. How fun is that? Thursday, September 25th is National Daughters Day. I love that. Saturday, September 27th is National Seat Check Day. focusing on car seat safety. And we do have an event coming up in this week's calendar having to do with that. And this Sunday, September 28th, is Gold Star Mothers and Family Day, honoring the mothers and family members of our fallen military members. Very important day, folks. Very important. As we begin, I would like to give a shout-out to everyone at KCNR Radio. It was during the month of September, back in 2022, when I first walked through those doors and was on the air for the very first time with KCNR.
Oh, wow. So how many years ago was that?
Three.
Nice.
3 years, yeah.
And you've been calling in every Monday for how long?
Well, I was in the studio for a while, and then we went to the call-in. Yes.
Awesome.
But I was with Ted Leidy back then, and he was filling in for Carl and Linda, and I was his guest. And who knew way back then that I would still be talking to you now? So happy anniversary month, KCNR Radio. It's been a blast.
I know the listeners really appreciate your calendars. And how do we prioritize with all these great things going on? How do we choose what to do? There's so many things to choose from, and it's amazing to get the perspective of all these different things. So we really appreciate the calls.
Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly. That is so super sweet. Well, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, I love that place. I'm there all the time. It's now operating on their fall and winter hours. They are closed Mondays and Tuesdays. And they are open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday. And on weekends, they are open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sundays. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. For more information, check them out online, turtlebay.org. Tickets for the annual Reading Garden of Lights are on sale. The dates this year will be November 21st through January 4th. And I got to tell you, if you've not been to this event, you need to go. It is super fun. The Reading Garden of Lights feature 2 million lights over 10 acres of botanical gardens. You can see pictures online, and you can learn more information at readinggardenoflights.org. You can also purchase your tickets now for this fun and whimsical lighted event. Again, the dates for the Reading Garden of Lights will be November 21st. Through January 4th, so that's a good window. And if you have visiting family, bring them along. They will enjoy it. Have you heard about Cycle September? Up for a good, healthy challenge? You can take part in the Shasta Bike Month End Challenge through the month of September. From the advance, ride anywhere, for any distance, and on any kind of bike. Earn points for every mile. You can register for the Shasta Bike Month End Challenge and learn more about this program by visiting healthyshasta.org/bike-challenge. Are you looking to adopt a pet? Check out the Haven Humane Society Pet Adoption Fair Wednesday through Sunday at PetSmart in Reading. The Pet Adoption Fair runs 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. For more information, visit havenhumane.org. PetSmart in Reading is located at 1336 Hilltop Drive. I'm there all the time, too. So if you see me, say hi. There will be a Black Rose Coffee and Tea fundraiser benefiting Haven Humane Society on Friday, September 26th from 5:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 9539 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. 20% of your order will be donated to the Haven Humane Society. To view the event flyer and for more information, visit Haven Humane Society on Facebook. There will be a free car seat checkup on Friday, September 26th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 2395 Athens Avenue in Reading. There will be car seat replacements available for expired, damaged, or outgrown seats for those that qualify. For more information, call 1-800-300-5122 or visit Shasta County Health and Human Services on Facebook. Again, the free car seat checkup event will be this Friday, September 26th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., where a certified child passenger safety technician will be on site. There will be a barbecue dinner at the Whitmore Community Center on Friday, September 26th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. located at 30555 Whitmore Road. Dinner is $15 per person and will include a barbecue burger or hot dog with drinks and dessert, served with your choice of regular or spicy potato salad and baked beans. There will also be vegetarian options available. For more information, visit the Whitmore Community Center on Facebook. A Night Under the Stars, presented by Friends of the Shasta District Fair, will take place Friday, September 26th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the farm area of the Shasta District Fair and Events Center, located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. Tickets are $35 each, and there are only 200 available at the office. So this event could sell out soon. Event highlights include live music, food, games, silent and live auctions, and more. More information on this event can be found at Shasta District Fair and Events Center.com. Reading Roots will take place in downtown Reading on Friday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th. Now, you can find the complete lineup schedule, because there's a lot of performers during this event. And you can find out ticket information by going to ReadingRootsRevival.org. There will be live music and multiple stages being utilized over the course of this three-day event. Again, Reading Roots Revival 2025 will be September 26th through 28th in downtown Reading. Nash Pumpkin Ranch, well, let's just, Nash Ranch, will host their Pumpkin Patch opening day on Saturday, September 27th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Entry is free with a suggested parking donation of around $4, which goes to help support local groups. Nash Ranch is located at 10925 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. For more information, call 530-933-4574. And we get our pumpkins from them every year, so it's a lot of fun to go there. Look for the 44th annual Palisadro Honeybee Festival to take place this weekend on Saturday and Sunday at Bishop Quinn Community Center, located at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro. Admission to the event is free, and there is a $3 parking fee. Event hours are Saturday, September 27th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., with a pancake breakfast happening from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on both days. And on Sunday, the event will run 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, some highlights include vendors, arts and craft booths, live music, food, youth activities, a live bee beard demo, a NorCal antique tractor and engine parade, and much more. We had a lot of fun when we went last year, so there's lots to do there for the family. More information about the annual festival can be found at Palisadro Park on Facebook. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up this week. I'm Ann Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone, have a wonderful week.
Anne Marie, I'm back. Anne Marie.
How did you do that in that time frame?
It was easy. I just had to get home and open a door and then come back.
The flash.
Yeah, you know, I don't
did
live
I talk that
long? I do not live that far. I could have probably run it and gotten back, gotten onto my Segway if I had one. But there's so much going on. And, you know, I've got all these things lined up that I'm supposed to be talking about. Thank goodness you hit a lot of them. But
wonderful.
My gosh. I mean, it's that season again. And today is the first day of fall.
Woohoo!
Yep. And you can tell it's only going to be, let me see. It's only going to be 95 today.
Ready. See, under 100. There you go.
Yeah. But later on this week, it's going to be 93.
The weather will catch up soon to the season.
Well, I tell you what, Sunday it's going to get into the 80s, so here we go. Anyway, okay, hey, great, great, great community calendar. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk roots Revival with Donnie Redd as soon as we get back from this break.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Good morning. You know what I didn't do? You know, in between all this craziness I had this morning, I had to run home. See, we have a hidden key at the house. I mean, it was hidden so well this time that Linda couldn't get back in the house. That was my fault. Okay.
You were the Flash. I mean, it was like, did you even, I thought you went to the restroom or something. I mean, you were, that was fast.
Well, you know, we don't live that far from here. And it was, you know, so, and that, it's got a lot of torque, that Duramax, that diesel's got a lot of torque. That's right. Hey, today's sunny with a high near 95. Yes, the first day of fall. The high near 95. Tonight, about 68. Now, the rest of the week is going to be just like that. In the 90s, 99, 94, 97, 93. Now, on Sunday, sunny with a high near 88. So, maybe we can get down into the 80s. But don't hold your breath, my friends, even though it's the first day of fall. So, weather report, so always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson. 30 years in the making and third generation of the Kinney family working there. Chuck and Judy still right there at the head, but they, you know, they're handing it off to the kids. And, they, you know, I can't say enough about, Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans, outstanding service, awards for hiring veterans, just really, really good people down there. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So now we have Reading Roots quickly approaching us, 26, 27, 28. And I got Donnie Redden here. Donnie, good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me,
Paul. One of the organizers of this.
Yes, been involved with Reading Roots. This will be our 6th year putting this on.
Woo. Okay, tell us what the Reading Roots Revival, tell me how it started.
Well, it started with Janice Logan and Janelle Pearson getting together when Janice had the vintage wine bar here in town and bringing in musicians from all over the country as they passed through Reading. They would pull them in, and Janice would have the music playing and worked out a deal with Janelle, and they would stay overnight at her bed and breakfast. And when Janice got that all finished and sold that business, they still wanted to do something music, and they brought up the idea of the Reading Roots Music Festival and brought in Jonathan Foster, and then also asked me to be involved that year, and here we go. This is our 6th year now.
Okay, so how do you pick the band?
Well, sometimes we'll go to other festivals, we'll travel and check out different bands, just like we went to the NAMM show, this last year, and, we met the band Water Tower. They were performing there, and we just, love them, high energy, bluegrass, a little bit of punk. The guy used to be in a punk band, and it's a really high energy and a lot of fun. We're just like, oh my gosh, we got to have you guys. So we're bringing those guys. Janice has so many great connections with a lot of these promoters through all the years, and they will refer people that fits our festival. So it always works out really good. This year we got just so many great bands, high energy. I mean, it's going to be one of those years you're going to want to bring your dancing shoes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we've been there before several times.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, it's laid back. You get your wristband.
Yeah, you can get your 3-day weekend warrior festival. We brought it in one extra day. We've got a community day on Sunday this year.
Cool.
So we got Friday. We got gates opening Friday at, let's see, gates on Friday, 4 p.m., with music starting at 5, going all the way till 10. Saturday, we have gates opening at 2 p.m. with music from 3 to 10 with an after-hours party over at the Dip. And Sunday, we're going to start off at 8:45 with a stretch and sound. And then after the stretch and sound, we'll have music starting at 10 and going till 2 with some amazing local bands on Sunday.
Okay, so now it's going to be where the locations it's going to be at.
So we're going to be right down here in the heart of Reading. We're just all about bringing more business to our downtown community and businesses. And so we're in the downtown Whistle Stop Park right next to Shasta College. We'll use that stage. We're going to put up a stage in the Paseo, which is right behind the IOF Hall. And another stage in a California Street alley just down from the post office saloon.
I know where that is. I really like that one.
Yeah.
That had some really cool bands. Is it going to be a Cascade at all?
And then this year, Saturday night, we're going to close things off at Cascade Theater.
Okay.
And with the Stone Foxes, and it's going to be amazing. And then we're going to continue the party after that, and we've got a Smokey in the Graves band coming over to the Dip, and we're going to have a big VIP after party there.
Smokey in the Grave.
Oh, excuse me, Smokey in the Grooves.
In the Grooves?
Yeah.
Oh, the Grooves. Okay, yeah. Got it.
They're out of Chico. They're a really fun funk band.
Okay. Well, it could have been the Graves.
Yeah.
What exactly is sitting on Saturn?
They are a young, up-and-coming. We're really lucky to have them. We probably won't be able to get them again because they're just climbing the charts, and they're hitting all the big festivals. And they're three young boys in their 20s and just have some great music, a lot of fun. We're going to have them on the Whistle Stop stage They will be on, let's see, what day are they going to be on here? Let me take a quick peek for you, Carl. Let's see.
Well, the way you don't miss them is to go to everything.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Get your
Three-day pass.
Three-day pass, yeah. It's the Weekend Warrior pass, and we will have that.
The Weekend Warrior, I love
that. Yeah, for all weekend. It's going to be amazing. Speaking of that, the way to get a discounted pass on that, if anybody calls in today and gives David your email, I will send you a link to get a discounted ticket. So if anybody wants to call in and do that, I'll get you a
530-605-4567. Call in.
Yeah.
You can get discounted tickets. I can tell you that Linda and I went and, you know, a lot of times Linda has to kind of encourage me to go to these things. And she encouraged me a couple years ago, and I haven't missed one yet. So there's food and beverages available.
There is, but we also are all about supporting our downtown restaurants.
Yeah.
So we say, hey, bring food in from any of your restaurants. All food is welcome. A lot of these restaurants are running specials and stuff, and have special containers to bring stuff specially for
our
festival.
Down from the post office. You've got all these things going on. Mm-hmm. So you go in, you can buy your food, you take a break, sit down, have something to eat. And then the entertainment zone, too bad that's not going yet.
Yeah, not yet, but that's okay because we're pretty much confined into that one area. So you just walk between all the areas and you can carry your drink with you and, and check out all the amazing talent coming. I mean, they're coming from all over the country. We got a one guy, Daniel Neoff, that's coming from Nashville. We got people coming from all over the country. It's really going to be amazing.
No, so which Daniel is this?
That's good. He's going to perform twice for us. We're going to have a pre-show on Thursday at C.R. Gibbs, so you can come by there.
C.R. Gibbs? Or
outside on their new patio.
Okay, great.
And if you come by there, we're going to be selling discounted tickets also. You're going to be able to save $20 on a ticket if you come by. And he'll be performing there along with Friday. He's performing at 7 p.m. on the McConnell Foundation stage.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Stuff.
And now, again, how do they get their tickets?
ReadingRootsRevival.org.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and we're going to be talking about it as we go along. You're going to be able to hear bands you've never heard before, really good bands, local bands and ones from, like you said, all the way from Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in here, it's going to be one of those things that helps – it helps build the Reading, the ambiance of Reading that we have things like this, that people come in from all over to, I mean, they're coming down from Oregon and other places to listen to this. This is huge.
Yeah, it's all about, building up our community, and supporting, bringing people, putting people in our hotels, putting people in our restaurants, spending money, helping our economy, and bringing our community together.
Okay. All right. Last thoughts here. Anything else?
Let's see, last thoughts. Today we're going to have a pop-up show. Woody's Brewery is brewing a beer for us called Reading Roots Folk and Haze, and we've been having beer releases around town. Tonight, come by Vintage Wine Bar. They're going to do a tap release, and there's another chance to buy discounted tickets, $20 off your tickets if you come by.
Vintage is just down the street here.
Yes.
Right across from the Cascade, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street on the corner there. Great place. Food's great, and you can get tickets there.
Yes.
Discounted tickets.
Yeah. So, again, some of the bands, Digging Dirt, the Stone Foxes, Water Tower, Sitting on Saturn, Goodnight Texas, and some local bands, Danger Kitty, Jacob McConaughey Band, Jonathan Foster, One Soul, and the Pearson Brothers. We're going to have that community day on Sunday. We're going to have that Stretch and Sound with Strive for the Epic, September 26th, 27th, and 28th, right here in downtown Reading. And just one other quick thing I got to say.
What's Community Day?
Community Day is where we're just doing a little extra stuff for the community. We're going to have a little bit of discount on the price of the ticket.
Now, you can buy all 3 days, which is the best way to do it, or you can buy a day.
You can buy one day. And, you know, Carl, it costs a lot of money to bring all these bands from all over the country, and we could not do it without our sponsors. Some of our big sponsors this year are Dignity Health. They've been with us since the beginning. Choose Reading Lodging and McConnell Foundation. That lets us keep, you know, ticket prices down, where our tickets are half the price that they would be in any other big community. So we really thank them so much.
Well, you know what, this is a great event. This is the sixth year for it, Reading Roots Revival. Bands from all over, you know, and people talk about, well, what's there to do in Reading? And there's tons of things. I haven't heard that lately, that there's nothing to do. But this is one of the great weekends. There's a lot of different things happening, but you can go there, and it starts, again, it starts on the 26th at what time?
So our first band will be going on at 5 o'clock this Friday.
5 p.m. this Friday.
Yeah, go till 10 o'clock right there in the Paseo area.
Okay, and then Saturday it starts at?
And then Saturday we're going to be starting at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, because these are bands and they sleep in.
Oh, yeah.
And and then Sunday?
And then Sunday bands start at 10, but we got that stretch and sound starting at 8:45 if you want to come by and Get your stretch in. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Donnie Redd and Reading Roots Revival. Get your tickets. And you can still call in here anytime during the show, and we'll get your email address, send them down to Donnie, and you'll get your discounted tickets. But you get your tickets at ReadingRootsRevival.org, the Weekend Warrior Pass for all 3 days, or you can do a daily if
Sounds great.
What you want. And then after you go to the first one, you go, I should have gotten the Weekend Warrior Pass. There you go. Okay, Donnie, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, well, hey, this is a great event, and I hope we sell this thing out. There's plenty of room downtown, people, to sit, bring a chair, whatever. Can you bring chairs?
Yes, bring a chair.
You bet.
Okay.
Bring your reusable cup, too. We're all about being green.
There you go. Bring your, what is it? My Red Solo cup? My Red Solo? It was a song. My Red Solo cup. Anyway. Okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience, and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. Been in the business about 30 years. Brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. Puts on his special mixture to repair your chip or a crack. He can do a chip, a little bitty chip, or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He's done it on my old truck. Lasted 18 years. I guess it's still okay. I haven't checked the new owner yet about it. This is a locally owned, locally run, veteran-owned business with a guy that knows what he's doing. If you're not sure if your windshield needs to be repaired, and if you have to ask the question, you probably know it does. Why don't you bring it down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Be it a car, truck, SUV, or yes, an RV. I've seen him working on RVs out there with the big windshields. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. I don't understand this major newspaper, Gannett, whatever they are, USA Today, that owns our paper, by the way, doesn't have one article on their front page about one of the largest, if not the largest, ceremonies, remembrance ceremonies and celebrations of life in the history of the United States. And not one article. But here's their headlines here. Pope Leo talks Trump Vance politics in new interview. Harry Potter star says she lost gigs over having OnlyFans. Fish speaks out on upsetting fatal stabbing outside concert. Fernando Mendoza, 2025 Heisman Trophy odds. I don't even know who that is. They're alive. This legendary team has come back from the NFL dead. Ahi tuna sold at Costco recalled due to Listeria contamination. John Oliver urges Disney CEO to reinstate Jimmy Kimmel amid suspension. Those are the big things. The biggest Elvis revelations in Priscilla Presley's new memoir. Not one mention of close to 100,000 people being at an event to remember somebody's life. Now, why do you think that is? Well, let's just surmise it's because they don't want to give any type of publicity to something that was that huge that goes against their editorial boards. But it's news. Wouldn't you think that, I mean, just news? I mean, if it was for, let's just say AOC, they'd be all over that. They'd be all over that, talking about it. 100,000 people show up for AOC. I'm not sure that's true, if that would happen. But I'm just saying, if it was reversed and it was that big, I can't help but think that USA Today would be all over it. So let's go to our local paper. Now, I realize that we're a much smaller paper and that we got a much smaller staff. And they, you know, and frankly, yesterday's paper, if I can say that, yesterday's paper, I get the Sunday paper. Yes. And it was pretty good paper. The front page was pretty good. The editorial page had two different sides to the same question. I thought, well, that's interesting. It's kind of a, maybe not a first, but I can't remember the last time they did it. Local news. Even though a lot of the local news you see on the front page is things you've read all during the week. I don't know how they figure that out. Do they figure the most read, the most looked at stories online they put on the front page? Anyway. But this one here with KIXE, I've not seen that before, having to cut it staff. You knew they were going to do it, but they just kind of made it official. Local sports, SpaceX, and I'm going down here. And I don't see, now here it is. Debt of gratitude, Trump and conservative leaders celebrates Charlie Kirk. And it's in here. So if it's in here, and this is funny because it's all from the USA Today Network, the story. Tens of thousands of mourners, including President Donald Trump and members of administration, honored the life of prominent conservative activist Charlie Kirk. So they had the story. They just chose not to run it. It looks like on their front page. Okay. Good on you, Record Search Light. Okay. We talked about that. The autumn equinox. Do you watch football? Usually.
Yeah, watch it. Especially the Simpson, listening to the Simpson game.
How was that? Simpson amazing. Almost pulled it off, Simpson University.
It was amazing.
We broadcast our first game, and we're going to broadcast all four home games, three left. And, it was our first time doing it. We got some little dogs in it that we've got to get in line. But as far as the broadcast itself, you could hear everything and you could follow what's going on, and it was good. And it was listened to by a lot of people. A lot of people listening to it online. Now, Simpson is in the growing process. We just talked to Shane, their coach on Thursday. And they're still in that building phase. You can't just start a football team from scratch without it, without building. And they've got a lot of young players, and they're going against a tough conference, this Frontier Conference. They've got guys who've been playing football at the college level for, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Some of them play a long time in college. I don't realize how they do that, but they do it. Redshirt them 1 year, and then I don't know other things. But Simpson scored several times, got close. Just got close with one of the best teams in the conference. So that should have been a real morale booster for Simpson. So, anyway, next game is when? You look it up.
And yeah, I'll
continue to talk here. Okay, so we had that going. Now, I don't get behind. I just don't sit in front of the television and watch football. I mean, there's other things on. I watched part of the Charlie Kirk thing. I've got it recorded. I'll probably go back and watch more of it. The things that, in the football leagues, they pick these things. And when the whole front, with many of the stories on the front page of USA Today has to do with football.
October 4th, we're going to be broadcasting.
October 4th.
Yep.
Okay.
That's Saturday at 11:30 a.m.
Not this weekend, but next weekend. So it won't be this weekend, but it'll be what time?
11:30. That's the kickoff.
Well, not 7.
Yep.
Okay. At 11:30. So we will have a little bit of a pregame show. We'll have halftime and then we'll have a little post-game show. Kind of, you know, what was the game like, high points, stars of the from Simpson and all that. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, our registrar of voters, Mr. Curtis, is going to join us, and we have some questions. I'm sure he has the answers. We'll be right back.
By Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A month's end, government shutdown deadline is fast approaching. Congress to the rescue? Well, at least not yet.
Lawmakers from both chambers are in their home states this week after the House passed a GOP-crafted government funding bill that was swiftly rejected by the Senate, along with a competing proposal to keep the government open. Senators aren't expected to return until September 29th, and House lawmakers not until October. The impasse has created a game of shutdown chicken as Congress lurches toward the October 1st deadline without a clear path forward, and leaders of both parties dig in their heels and cast the blame across the aisle. The confidence from both parties that the other will bear the blame of a shutdown has eroded any serious effort to seek a bipartisan compromise beforehand. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
They came from across the country, tens of thousands of people, an overflow crowd, attending the weekend memorial service for Charlie Kirk.
The NFL Stadium in Glendale, Arizona served as the venue for a five-hour memorial service that featured elements of a church revival, a political rally, and a state funeral.
Who feels the Holy Spirit in the house tonight?
Charlie was not silent. His movement is only beginning.
Speaker after speaker, including the President of the United States and top government officials, paid tribute to Kirk's passion, wisdom, friendship, political impact, and Christian faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Later today, President Trump will hold what he calls one of the most important news conferences he'll preside over. In quoting the President, "I think we have found an answer to autism." He adds, "The administration will not let it happen anymore." There have been no reports of injuries, just some minor damage from that overnight earthquake. It rattled the San Francisco Bay Area, a 4.3 magnitude quake. It struck shortly before 3 a.m. local time. Wall Street, the Dow up 34 points, and NASDAQ 76 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Federal Reserve just cut interest rates, and that could be big news for the price of physical gold and silver. That's why Advantage Gold invites you to call 800-741-GOLD. Call now, and you'll get your free gold and silver information kit, and you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with your IRA or 401k rollover. Advantage Gold has been ranked the number one gold company in America for the last 10 years, and with the U.S. dollar facing serious devaluation, now is the time to act. We've partnered with former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff, and when you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, absolutely free. Gold and silver are real, tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries. Advantage Gold helps you move your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Britain, Canada, and Australia formally recognized a Palestinian state. France expected to follow suit at this week's UN General Assembly meeting in New York.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has angrily condemned these declarations, saying they reward Hamas terrorism, insisting there would never be what he called a Palestinian terror state. But might he annex parts of the West Bank in retaliation? The British Foreign Secretary, Yvette Cooper, told me she'd made it clear to her Israeli counterpart that he and his government must not do that. She said extremists on both sides were seeking to abandon any prospect of a two-state solution, which the UK had a moral obligation to revive.
The BBC's James Landale. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he has good memories of President Trump, and he's urging Washington to drop its demand to surrender his nukes as a precondition for resuming long-stalled diplomacy. Townhall.com. President Trump has praise, along with a few recommendations, for his attorney general.
President Trump ratcheting up his discussion of pursuing legal cases Saturday, posting on social media, pressing Attorney General Pam Bondi to move forward with investigations, including one into New York Attorney General Letitia James and her mortgage, and a possible threat case against former FBI Director James Comey. then posting his support of Bondi and Sunday defending her.
She's doing a great job. Pam Bondi is doing a great job. I think Pam Bondi is going to go down as one of the best attorney generals of the ages.
I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Gabrielle continues building strength out in the Atlantic, about 200 miles southeast of Bermuda. The second hurricane of this Atlantic hurricane season, Gabrielle now a Category 3 storm. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, as you know, as I had to leave during the first part of the show to go help her get back in the house because somebody moved our hidden key. I won't mention his name, but I heard about it. Hey, welcome to the show. Today is the 22nd of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Dave's here. It's national.
It is National Family Day.
Well, it's National Family Day, but it's also the equinox. Today is the first day of fall, which is kind of big.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in commemoration of that, today, sunny with a high near 95. It's good to see our fall has arrived at 95. The rest of the week is going to be like that, my friends. 90s, mid-90s, you know, mid to, you know, kind of high 90s until Sunday. Sunday, sunny with a high near 88 degrees. So maybe it's going to start slowing down here. We'll find out. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned, veteran-owned, locally-owned business that gives just outstanding customer service. Been around about 30 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. These are just really good people of the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And my guest for this segment is Clint Curtis, who is Registrar of Voters for Shasta County. Good morning.
Hello there, sir.
How are you? It's not the first time you've been here.
I sneak in on occasion every now and then.
On occasion, you sneak in here. tell us a little bit about you, Clint. You know, you're not a local boy, as we know. So tell us about you.
Why don't we start from the whole election thing when I got involved with that?
Well, so, let's start with where are you from? I mean, like,
originally Southern Illinois.
Okay. All right. What part?
You probably don't know it. Salem is the name of the town. It's about an hour out of Chicago, out of St. Louis,
uh-huh,
straight across on 50.
Right.
And 4 hours out of Chicago. So
okay.
Triangulate.
All right. So you're Southern Illinois boy.
Yep.
And then raised in that area, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Went to school.
Went to school, you mean for college?
Yeah.
Went to Illinois State, went to Illinois Wesleyan.
Okay.
And that was college. And then, when I became a lawyer, or to become a lawyer, I went to, Barry University because I'd moved to Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Cambridge over in England because.
Oh, you went to Cambridge?
I went some little.
Was that cool?
Huh?
Did you like that Cambridge? I mean, you hear about Cambridge.
Yes,
all the
it's
time.
Very. They have a lot of tradition.
Did you wear those, like, those coats?
No, we didn't get to wear the coats.
Oh, okay. So you look like Harry Potter on steroids or something. No, okay.
But that's Oxford. That's not a.
Oxford.
That's
okay,
not actually it. Shot at Cambridge. That's actually shot at Oxford, which is, you know, down the road about 2 miles. So went to Cambridge, and then I finished it out here at McGeorge University down in Sacramento.
Okay. And then you. What happened after that?
Okay. Well, I was originally a computer programmer. I worked at NASA and DOT and DOD.
Even after you got a law degree?
No. This was before a law degree.
Law
degree was second.
Okay. Oh, okay. But you were a computer programmer.
So I was a computer programmer. I was a prototyper, which means if you could think of it and tell me what you want, I would take whatever you wanted to feed it, and I would produce it at the end. So I could, I was a prototyping wizard.
You'd write the code and all that for it.
I wrote the code. I wrote the interface. I tied in the databases. You name it.
Okay.
I put it together. So essentially we did that, and that's actually how I got into elections, oddly enough. You know, you wouldn't think that'd be a normal start for a programmer to jump into elections, but way back in 99, 2000, a guy came. He was the Speaker of the Florida House, and he was also the attorney for the company I was working for.
Mm-hmm.
And we did all kinds of things with all the government entities. And he wanted a prototype for the electronic voting machines because they didn't have them back then.
Okay.
There was voting on paper or voting on the punch cards, one or the other, right? So he wanted that. But part of the request was he wanted code in it so that someone knew a particular pattern to touch on the screen or a particular pattern he could put on the paper, it would then flip the election to whoever you wanted to win.
So, that was weird.
Well, in programming, you always write the bad stuff as well as the good stuff, because if you can write the bad stuff, people can try and figure out how to fix it so it doesn't end up in the machines. Unfortunately, with the machines the way they're written, you can't do that because it's all kind of hidden from people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a way to do it. You could actually check the source code. You could blueprint the system. You could make sure that all the drivers are correct. You know, you could do a full teardown, kind of like an Indianapolis car, you know.
Yeah.
When they win, you actually tear them down. But that's not what happened.
But what they were saying was, if we have this machine, right, we need to find out how you can hijack it.
Right.
And you wrote it.
And I took it to mean that they wanted to keep having the machines.
Now,
but that's not
there were
said.
No machines in Florida.
Yes.
In 2000.
Correct.
So we ran to the hanging chad.
Right. The made-up hanging chad.
How could anybody forget that? I always remember that photo of that guy with his glasses on top on his forehead, and he's looking at a punch card.
Did you know the backstory of that, though?
No, I have no idea.
Well, Bush, George, was running for his term, right?
Right.
First term.
Running against Gore.
Right. Jeb was actually the governor of Florida. He specially requested, because they used punch cards for forever, right?
Yeah.
And they always worked fine. Never had hanging chads and everything. He changed the way it was cut, and he changed the thickness of the paper. So
now he did this or somebody in his campaign?
He directed it, from what I'm told.
Okay. All right.
He personally directed, I want them to do this. You know, I want them to do it this way. And they did it. Why wouldn't they? And then you have the hanging chad, but at the same time the hanging chad is coming out, they're also getting a program developed that can now become an electronic machine that can now fix the vote.
Okay. Got it.
So essentially you create a problem that you already have a solution in the works for. But I didn't think they were trying to do that at the time. You know, good Republican, grew up Republican, Southern Illinois. It's kind of like California. You know, you have the blue Chicago.
Yeah.
And so you call it a blue state because it dominates.
Yeah, because of population.
But everything South Chicago is.
Yeah, it's farmland.
Yeah, it's all red.
Yeah.
It's very red.
It's like east of the five on the west coast.
Exactly.
It's very red. Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. None at all. Because, you know, there's enough votes and the way it's set up.
Yep.
You know, so anyway. So I did it. I produced it. I handed it in, said, this is why you can never use computers. Because they're too easy to fix, to make it cheat, and to actually secure it would be astronomically hard. You basically have to do a full teardown before and after every election. It'd be impossible to actually catch it. Because there's not only code like I wrote, which was right on the machine when you could flip it, there's also 1,000 different ways to get in that can make that same.
I think one of the times you were on the show here, I asked you, well, they're not attached to anything. You know, they're not plugged into anything or anything, you know, except maybe electricity.
Right.
And you told me you could be in a van a block away and get into the machine.
Absolutely. Because anything that is plugged in is networked. People don't realize that, but old programmers do, because that's the way we network things before. We just send it through the house wire. And in fact, you can still go on Amazon or eBay and get little modules that will fit on your computer that actually will network to your house. You don't have to have a router. It doesn't have to be Wi-Fi. So.
Really?
Yeah. Anything that plugs in can be played with. There's also Bluetooth. There's 1,000 different protocols besides the internet, which is HTTP.
Okay. Now, we got to take a break here.
Okay.
But and this is where I first met you on this. And people were talking about the problems, you know, throughout the nation. This was during the Trump lost, and you know how things could be fixed and all this, and it's caused a lot of consternation in our county, well, a lot of counties and states, you might say,
and the world,
but especially, you know, but we're concerned about Shasta County. And I'm sorry, it's kind of like, you know, this get even Prop 50 that Gavin Newsom's doing. By the way, there is a real good article in the Shasta Record Searchlight on that, on the front page, talking with MoDOT County people. It talked to the congressman from down in that area, and the problems that we're facing. And you just have to read what the congressman said about wolves, and you realize he has no concept of agriculture or ranching when he said it.
They don't need it. Your congressman's coming from San Francisco now.
I know. Anyway. Okay. We're here with Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters, and we're going to be right back. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, is the only full service jewelry store in Reading. How can I say that? They've got the only watch repairman in Reading. So if other jewelry stores have a problem with watches, somehow it ends up over at Four Winds Jewelry. The only stone cutters, they have jewelry designers there that can help you design your own special piece of jewelry. They've been in the business 30 years here, locally operated, locally owned, and just really good people with a great selection of different kinds of jewelry at very fair prices. You come in with your watch and it needs a battery in and out in 5 minutes at a very reasonable price. They just are good people down there, and they've been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. So that tells you something. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only place Linda shops for jewelry, and she knows her jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Clint Kurz.
I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bear man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. One part of it's insurance and the other one, financial management. Judy's been helping people since 1993. It's not her first rodeo, and she is truly an expert when it comes to insurance or financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion, how about a free review and evaluation of your insurance and your 401ks, your retirement plans? Give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. It's free. They come down and take a look at your insurance, and that's any type of insurance, of course, and your financial planning. And if, you know, they're going to give you their best ideas on it. It may be that everything you've got is great and they're going to applaud you and you move on, or maybe they've got some ideas that's going to save you money or make you money. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Clint Curtis, the Registrar of Voters, and we've got a little background on Clint. And you were appointed the ROV, okay?
Okay.
That's just a given. I'm not going to go back into that.
Okay.
What do you want to accomplish?
Well, the whole issue with the voting machines and you can't trust them, I wanted to defeat that. So for 20 years, I've been working with various groups, Democrats, Republicans, whoever wants to, you know, work with it. And for a long time, the Republicans weren't working with it. It wasn't until President Trump said, this isn't right, we need to fix it, that everybody started listening and getting on board. So he's been a miracle worker as far as I'm concerned. So he's actually doing the job that everybody else just talked about doing. They didn't do anything. So what we have to do is we have to defeat the machines so they can't make a difference. They can't be manipulated either by the vendor or by anybody from the outside, because everybody tries to hack, right? It's just what you do. So what we have set up is a system where every citizen can actually see every ballot before it ever goes into the machine. So the machine can't afford to cheat you because you can actually count it yourself.
Okay. So how are you going to do that?
That's easy. At the precincts. Now, we were hoping to get enough that we could do the whole thing at the precincts where they could actually see the sort at the precincts, but I didn't get the budget for it, so we have to kind of cheated a little for this election anyway.
I don't know if using the word cheated is the right word to use for an election.
But, so well, you should have seen the way they were running them. It's the only way you could describe it.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, so you don't have the cameras then?
I don't have the cameras in the precinct.
In the precincts. And right. How many precincts do we have?
We have 68.
Okay, 68 precincts.
But we combine them, so there's only like, you know, 62, 63.
Yeah, I know that I moved out of the one I was at to another one. And
right.
No, I understand that because.
And some of them have like
a lot of people don't.
Two or three at the same time. Please.
Most of the ballots are coming in or mailed in. They're absentee ballots. Is
they
that
are.
Correct?
Yes.
And it's been like that for decades.
Well, not for decades. COVID really put it on steroids.
Yeah. But,
because before you could request a ballot and then you could mail it in, absentee ballot.
Right.
And then,
which is different than having ballots just automatically mailed to you.
Yes, now they send them out to everybody.
Right. I don't like that.
And since we do it through the vendor, we don't even know how many are out there. We just know how many they tell us are out there.
Yeah.
Because there is no real way to control that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what we will do is we will have poll workers. We're going to have another section of poll workers that go in at closing to close the election down with the poll workers who are already there. Because right now they work from like 6 in the morning till, I don't know.
8 at night.
Well, usually a little longer than that because they have to close everything up.
Right.
So they're the old 10, 11, how long ever they there.
That's a long day.
Yeah. So I'm going to send in two people that will start probably at 4 or 5. They will go in. They will help close it in. They'll take that last-minute rush and help them knock it out. And they'll also be able to sort through the ballots so that there are some we can't see. We cannot see on camera ballots that could identify a voter.
Right.
So if they've signed their name or drawn a mouse or done something stupid, that has to be looked at by another team of people, not on camera.
Okay, because when you get your ballot, it's in an envelope.
Yes.
With your name on it.
Yes.
So your ballot, it's got no markings at all. So you can vote and the camera looks at it, they can't tell who.
They have no idea.
Right.
Okay. No idea at all. And that's the key, is to make them as generic. So then they'll have the stack of the ones that we can count on camera and the 5 or 10 for people that couldn't follow directions.
Right. No, I understand.
So the ones that count on camera are divided into stacks of 50. The bags are sealed, and then they're sent down to Central. Okay? At Central is where we do the counting. Now, we only have 6 machines to count with. We don't have all of them, so we can't count everything that went in. We wanted to count every ballot on Election Day. Nothing counted early. We won't be able to do that because we don't have the machines to do it. The capacity won't be there. So when they come in, we will then have these stacks of 50.
Right.
They will then go to a person. Think of 3 people at a table. The first person will now count on camera every ballot so that every voter can see exactly what happened. This is before it ever touches a machine. So they will unseal it on camera and count through it on camera. It then goes through the tabulator. It does its little scan done. Then it goes to a third person who counts it again on camera so that those two videos can be compared. In the full system, if we get it.
Okay,
funded,
so I get these 50 ballots.
Yes.
I count the ballots.
Yes.
And do I inspect them?
Nope.
Okay, I'm just counting.
You're just showing 50. The citizens.
Okay. There's 50 ballots here. I then give it to you. Let's just say you're not you. But
I'm the scanner guy, right?
You count it 50 times.
Well, first it goes to the tabulator.
Okay, goes to the tabulator.
Then it goes to the third guy who counts it again on camera.
Is this tabulator just counts? It's kind of like a scanner that
counts. It's a scanner, and it just...
Like we used to use, that when we used to vote, we would take it and run through the scanners, and we'd have the results by 10 o'clock that night.
Right.
Okay.
You'd have results, but you didn't have results you could trust.
Right.
Which is the problem.
So it goes through the scanner, uh-huh. And it counts 50 votes.
Okay.
Then it goes to the third person, who then counts and says 50.
Well, first person counts to 50, second person scans it through the machine, third person counts to 50. And the 50 isn't even that important. You don't even have to be counting them. Essentially, what you want to do is show them to the camera so everybody can compare them or count them at home.
Okay. So... if there is a chance for collusion or something wrong, it would be in the scanner then, right?
Well, the scanner could cheat you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it will get caught.
Okay.
So if anybody manipulates the scanner, I mean, I'm not sure that it actually comes out of the out of the vendors themselves. I think there's some bigger force at work. We did a election monitoring of a thing down Congressional Race 22 back in 22, and this was an R plus 7, which means the Republicans going to win. That's right. What that means. He's going to win. So there's no reason to cheat. None whatsoever. But yet, at 8:33 p.m. that night, across eight different counties and three different vendors, you could see the independent and the Democrat had exactly the same number of votes in every one of those counties. And I'm not talking the same percentage. I'm talking exactly the same number of votes. So if they had, like, if you had 100 votes for the Democrat, you'll have 100 votes for the independent. And then the Republican had other numbers. But you saw that, and then at 8:34, the numbers all shifted back. And so what that
did
is...
Did the Republican win?
Of course.
Okay, he won. But
he'd been there forever, right.
But you saw these numbers as
right.
a screen.
Somebody was playing, possibly for a test, and didn't think to get caught. And if someone hadn't been taking screenshots, they would have never been caught.
Okay. So first person counts it. Second person puts it through the scanner.
Right.
Third person just picks them up and
counts them again.
Counts them again.
And then
meanwhile, the camera is watching each one.
Right.
So the camera isn't counting them.
Nope.
The camera is just showing that 50 were counted here. You can see what the ballots are, though.
Right.
And you run it through this 50.
Right.
And then, again, it's counted, put in another bag.
Right.
All right. Then, and you're going to tell me what happens then right after this break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Yeah, on Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. I found them in 2007 when I first moved to Redding, and it's been my barbershop for that long. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I love it. It's the old core. You go in and get your hair cut. They shave around your ears and neck. They're pleasant people. I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478. Make my appointment. It works on my schedule. Roll in, get a haircut, roll out. Or I can get in there a little bit early and catch up on my Car and Track and National Geographic and those magazines. I've never had a bad haircut there, my friends. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Clint Curtis.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I got a new producer in there. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, good morning to you guys. Good to hear you.
Hey, good. Hey, it's the first day of fall, so vacation time is over. Wrong. Holiday Harbor is offering a staycation package you can't pass up. Let me tell you. Lake Shasta is so beautiful in September and October. It is calm. There's not a lot of people out there. You got the lake kind of to yourself. And they're offering a special for the month of October. It's 15% off your rental for your houseboat, party boat. And if you mention this ad, Carl or Linda, KCNR, Free Fire Radio, any of that, you get an additional 10% off. So you get a 25% break on your houseboat. And they're going to be renting houseboats from now until the end of October, and it's lakeshasta.com or 530-238-2383. And yes, we are going to go out there. We're going to go out and park that boat for a couple of days and just, you know, sleep in the morning and enjoy the cool lake, because you know it's cooler out there. It's going to be beautiful. And why don't you do the same thing? LakeShasta.com or 530-238-2383. Hey, we're here with Clint Curtis, ROV, Registrar of Voters. And we're talking about the process. We've gotten it down, 50, scanner, 50. Then it goes into what?
Then it basically gets sealed and stored.
That's it. You're finished.
Done. And then you count.
Okay, those numbers, so you say it goes into a thumb drive.
Yes.
You told me.
Go into a thumb drive. Thumb drive goes into a machine that takes all the thumb drives and then makes a record of everything that happened.
Okay.
So we'll know by
what machine is this? Is this a separate machine?
It's just a server from the HART system.
Okay.
So it's essentially the same system. They don't have a wire connecting it because, they're trying to make you feel good. They could easily use Bluetooth and not have to mess with that.
Right.
And then you wouldn't catch it anyway because it would just show up in the...
Right.
Or they could have used any other protocol.
But you've got it so that it's isolated. So when you get all these thumb drives with all these numbers in it and it's fed into that, nothing's going to touch that.
Nothing's going to touch it. But the key is that the citizens now have the ability to check that election.
Right. They can go back. If somebody has, said this isn't right,
right,
you can go back and look at every damn ballot that's been cast.
Right.
Okay.
Because the election belongs to the people, not to the bureaucrats. But with that ownership also comes responsibility. if you don't check it, then the machine could still cheat you because you don't know if you just sit there and say, well, that's pretty. If you don't count anything, nothing will get counted.
Okay, so how long will it take to count the ballots?
About 2 hours.
For Shasta County?
Yes, about two hours.
Yeah, for Shasta County, 2 hours?
Well, if I get the rest of the machines, we will not only count just the ballots on Election Day in 2 hours, we'll count the whole county in 2 hours.
Okay, how many more machines do you need?
I can only get six in that building. I can't get another one in there.
How big are these things? They're big?
The machines aren't that big, but you remember you have to have three people sitting there doing the counting.
Got it.
You have to have a person on the other side. I call them the pitcher and the catcher, in case you need two of them. And in order to get the speed out of it, this person that's counting the first one has to get one the minute they're done with theirs.
Okay, so what if you had like we've got empty storefronts. And I'm just going to use the Veterans Hall here.
Right.
Would that be big enough for more machines?
No. Veterans Hall is actually pretty small. It's much smaller than what we've got because it's
really
got a big stage.
Yeah.
And everything has to be secured. So we'd have to lock all the veterans out for a month to do it.
Okay, got it. So
bad idea.
Okay. All right. Plus the fact I didn't like it being taken over because the way they said it was going to be like forever. And I said, no, there's too many events.
Yes.
All right. So you got them counted.
Right.
Now, one of the things, and let's go into something that was in the news and all this several times. Joanna's Fabric.
Yes.
$2.5 million.
Right. That wasn't my figure.
Okay. That was not your figure.
That was a figure that was proposed by someone who doesn't really seem to be on my side. You know, I mean, how many times have you seen any budget amendment where as part of it they say, oh, and that money has to come out of the sheriff? They never say that. They say that comes out of general fund, right? But on that one, they said, oh, no, that comes directly out of the sheriff's fund. So I think it was a setup all along. But I didn't ask for that. All I asked was for the rent. It would add an extra $100,000 a year to have the bigger building of what we're already paying over at the other place.
Yeah.
And it would have had all the parking. It would have had all the ADA requirements. And more important, it would have had all of the electrical needs we would need to run that.
And that would have been Joanna's Fabric.
That would have been Joanna's Fabric.
And that was, you only really wanted $100,000 in reality.
Yes. And the new machines. And the new machines were like $300,000, but
Or for all of them?
Oh, for all of them.
Okay.
And that included four printers, which means we would be able to save $100,000 per election just on the printing cost. Because right now we farm all that out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive. So we could do it right in-house a whole lot cheaper, save about $100,000 per election, and actually eventually turn a profit on it. But it's actually not really $100,000 extra we're needing because in order to get the cameras and everything set up,
yeah,
I have to go through IT because I have to use their network.
Mm-hmm.
That adds about $6,000 per month to what I have to pay just because it's by their network. It's not even on their network. Because I don't need it on their network.
So
that's $72,000 that could have been knocked off.
All right, so, but this November, you've got how many machines?
If we get our budget amendment tomorrow, then we will add three more machines, and that will give us six machines plus the adjudication machine, the ones that can't see.
And where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at Market. We had an open house the other day. We've cleaned all of the stuff out of there. All the staff's stuff is now upstairs because the staff is upstairs and doesn't want to deal with the public.
That'll give you enough room.
For six. Right.
All right.
Assuming we don't burn the building down for the power requirements, but okay. It should handle three more.
Now, this election is going to be looks like two things on it.
Yes.
Prop 50,
yes,
which is an abomination in my opinion, and the sales tax.
Yes.
That's going to be pretty easy.
Should be pretty easy. Probably not a lot of turnout. We should be able to fly through it. It should be the best election we've ever seen. And most important, the observers are now allowed to observe. In communist countries, they try to push the observers away. You know, they outlaw them. They don't let them in. You know, it's kind of like the select few who gets to come in and, you know, they're part of the game. They're not really observing.
Mm-hmm.
So like Russia, you're not going to have any observers come in on a Russian election. or at least nobody who doesn't leave in a box. I'm just saying. So that's what happened in Shasta County, is they were trying to push them away. They had that big wall down the middle of the building. That wall has come down. That wall's not there.
Do you think there's going to be a security problem there, people being upset?
There won't be, because the staff that actually had the problem won't be running that part of the election.
Okay.
The union came and said that some of them are afraid of the public.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's not a problem. They're going upstairs. We're running the whole thing with extra help people, people that like the public. And we're bringing everybody in. We will have, we have an observer lounge so people can sit there and do it right. And behind every station, there's the stool that an observer can sit on, you know, within 3 feet of the person doing the work and actually see what they're doing. So there won't be a problem unless you treat people badly. And they were treated badly. So.
Which side? Both sides.
Well, yeah, they treat each other badly eventually.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it started because they felt locked out of the system.
Yeah. That's what I kind of, that was, you know, yeah. And
no, no one's going to come in with a chip on their shoulder and say, okay, you sit right here 3 feet behind the person and watch it. And by the way, there's screens everywhere. You can see everything's going on.
You don't really need to sit by the person unless you believe in magicians and sleight of hand then.
Right.
So,
well, you don't, but I need them. I need at least some people to sit back there so that they can see that what's going on that table is these, what's going on the camera.
Are these all volunteers?
Most of them will be extra help. We'll be bringing extra help, which would do all that counting. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we need extra help. So if people want to get involved, okay?
Yeah.
I have a lot of Republicans. I have very few Democrats because they kind of took the tack, you know, well, nothing's ever wrong here. But you might as well be part of the process, right?
Not of course. We need both sides and independents
right
in there to take a look.
And a Libertarian and a Green. I can't find those guys. Tell them to call me. If they call,
you may be surprised how many Libertarians are around you.
I know, but they hide.
Maybe not.
Their office is down in Chico, and
you know,
I called them and said, "Can I get some, you know, some people to do the arbitration?"
I see Libertarians almost every day.
You find some of them, tell them to get over here and arbitrate for me. Anyway, if they call the office, call 530-225-5378. That's where they want to sign up to do the part-time poll workers and to do everything else.
Okay.
Because the county has a site to do it online, but you don't want to use that because that's going to go over to Janaea, who's trying to fill those full positions.
Okay.
So if you want to do the partial, call me and you work through me.
All right. Okay. We got to take a break here. I'm with Clint Curtis, who is Registrar of Voters. He just laid out how the election is going to look. I may just come down there just to see it, just to say, okay, this is what he said. Oh, this is what happened.
It's right down the block.
Right down the block. And you just kind of wander down there after the show. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at LauchsLandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turner Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:50 in the morning here on the 22nd. My guest is Clint Curtis, the Registrar of Voters. And if you're just checking in now, you need to go back to the archives because he just laid out how the whole election is going to happen. As far as counting ballots, the people there, how many, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, 10,000 people signed a petition to have same-day voting, paper ballots, show your ID. There may have been something else on it, too, but those are the things I remember.
A lot of stuff.
The state's already said you can't do that, any of those. So what's that mean?
Well, it's a little weird thing. You don't do a referendum on something that's legal because it's legal.
Right.
So every referendum that you do is illegal, like the marijuana thing.
Mm-hmm.
How come they have marijuana now in California? I thought it was illegal. Except they changed it, right? And they can change things. They have a charter county, finally. They finally fixed that mess that they screwed up.
It only took 6 months. Okay, I'm not saying anything.
She didn't file the paperwork.
Well, yeah. And there's, you know, the last part of BAMSIS in the military is supervised.
Uh-huh. So, well, it's our job. If we're supposed to file something, we better find out what to file.
There you go.
If I had a charter election, I would have no clue what I needed to file.
Well, that thing came...
Right.
That thing, it was something over at the count. Anyway, let's keep going.
You only have one for a little while, so, right. Yeah. But you make a call.
Okay, so.
We call every day the Secretary of State if we need to.
Okay, so, is, that could be on, if, with that many, and you have, and you count and say, okay, that's enough signatures.
Right.
We could do this in June, then, right?
Or, yes. Do it in June, and then, Trump's EOs may actually make it look like nothing by the time he gets those through. So if he starts actually pushing that point, you know,
the idea, you know,
already his stuff is much harsher than the one they're trying to pass.
I remember years ago, right here in Shasta County, we'd cast our ballots, and by 10 o'clock that night, you knew. And because they were, you know, they'd run them through these scanners like, you know, your multiple choice at a, you know, at a college or a high school.
Right.
And you just count them.
Right.
But it's become a lot harder.
Well, it's become harder because you ran them through the machine on faith. You had
right.
No way to check it.
Yeah.
There was no way to verify it.
It was on faith.
Yeah. It eliminates any oversight. And in fact, they made the laws to eliminate any oversight at all. If you win a NASCAR race, they're going to tear your engine down and look at it. to make sure that did everything right. The machines, you're not allowed to touch them. In fact, in the whole presidential election contest by President Trump, mm-hmm. he was not able to ever see the source code. Now, this is a guy who won half the country, right? At least half. Mm-hmm. Maybe one more. You never know. But the point is they wouldn't let you know. So, oh, that's proprietary. Most things that have a proprietary issue get seen, you know, out of the public eye. It's called in camera for the judges, not the voting machines. You can't see them at all. And the thing I harped on back when I testified before Congress 25 years ago was you've got to check it. You've got to see it. And that's the first thing they outlawed because, you know, you get caught.
I mean, it makes sense that you should be able to check them. I mean, if something that you suspect is wrong, you should be able to check the machine to make sure it's working.
And even if you don't suspect anything's wrong,
you still should be able
be able to check it. Yeah. In fact, you should want to check it because it's just like what I told you with counting the election. I'm not allowed to count that. You know, Kathy Darling and Joanna went to Sacramento and kept Shasta County from doing what it wanted to do. So they made a law that we cannot legally count them without the machine. Machine has to be the counter. Okay? So it is. But now we can test him. But we won't catch him if nobody looks at that video and nobody actually counts that
machine. So we really are counting them by hand.
Yes. You're counting them by hand. I can't.
No, but we're really, yeah, your observers are counting by hand and they can go back and look at it. So we,
every citizen can.
And it meets the requirements for the state.
Yes.
Okay, this is a controversial question. What's your favorite part of this job, Cliff? Or Clint?
It's kind of a goal for me.
Yeah. No,
It's been a tough job because the staff is not necessarily on board. It's like pulling them up the hill. They were perfectly convinced that it was fine to not have secured ballots, to just throw things in a room, to have this big sloppy area, and to try and keep the observers from seeing anything. And the way they were doing it, you probably didn't want to keep the observers from seeing anything because, you know, they were really doing it badly. It is worse than, I think, most of the third world countries that I have watched their elections on. They at least try to look like they're being transparent.
Okay.
That didn't happen here. They just shoved them back.
What is your favorite part?
My favorite part.
Not the hardest part, but what's your favorite part of this job?
My favorite part will be when we succeed.
Okay.
Until then, it's just a chore.
So it'll be, are you going to have any, have you been like doing some practice runs, like, you know, like a pre-game?
We did all the testing to find out the speed and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, there's not a lot involved in it. It's not that much different than what they did before, except people can see it.
So you get, let's say, 12,000 ballots before Election Day.
Okay.
You can't touch those, or you can?
I have to count those now ahead of time.
Okay.
Because I didn't get the machines to count them before.
Okay.
We will be doing about 18,000 ballots per hour with six machines. Because you will do basically 50 per minute. That's why you have that. The pitcher catcher I was talking about?
Yeah.
Because the minute he hands his ballots off to the scanner, he gets handed a new one. I don't want anything laid down on a cabinet. It's all going to be handed directly.
So he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like an assembly line.
It's an assembly line.
And the camera's showing each one he's pulling out.
Right.
There's 50. The camera's taking a front and back.
Right.
I'm not sure, but if it's front, then they turn it over.
You just flip it.
They'll just flip it.
There'll be two
and
trays.
And then they do 50. They hand it over. It runs through the machine and back to the next guy who does the same thing.
Puts a little seal on it that says it's checked. It's sealed up again. Hands it to the guy who puts it in a red container that can be sealed and locked.
Okay.
So, and all the ballots now will actually be in containers with four seals on them. Before, they were just taken upstairs, walked around the building.
Okay.
No chain of custody at all. It was horrible.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Clint. On November, what day? What day?
Fourth.
I know that. But okay. What day can you come in after that?
Well, I just invited your wife to come have me, could come do a live one there.
A live remote?
Yeah.
On Election Day?
Yeah, you haven't done a live remote Election Day yet, have you?
No.
There you go.
We can do that.
And you're down the block.
Yeah.
Right down the block.
Just carry all that stuff with you.
No, yeah. No, we can do it. We can carry it in a... No, we can do it. We have got the micronized stuff that works
great.
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll set you up a spot and
we'll report, and we'll be talking to you, and we'll be talking to election workers that are standing by.
Yep.
And observers.
And observers.
And what are you experiencing?
Very important.
It's, you know.
The observers are the key.
Yeah.
All right. The observers are the key to having
a
democracy.
If you want to work this election, what's that number again?
Number is 530-225-5378.
If you want to volunteer to do that, we're laughing. Yeah.
Somebody's written on his hand if you haven't seen it on the radio. I love that.
You thought I memorized that, huh?
It's not on the top. It's in the palm.
Thanks a lot, Clint, for coming by. We'll see how this works. And we will be down there November 4th to make a run at it. So thank you very much. Everybody, have a good day and take care. It's going to be a little warm, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.